All right, so normally the segment we're about to do out of the newsroom with Anna McKinley, who is our news lady, is at 9:30 in the morning. That's normally when we do this. But Anna is going to have to duck out early this morning, and so is Trisha. You guys have kind of a side adventure you're going on.
Yeah, we are going to the Justice Center today, and we're going to kind of just sit back and watch how things happen in the courtroom. Anna has not had an opportunity to do this before, so we're going to go and check that out. So we're leaving early, so we are not going to be here for the Out of the Newsroom segment, but it's really important that we do this.
Yeah.
Because we have something we need to learn about Anna.
Yeah, so we went to the Hardin County Fair last night because it was Quixie night.
Yeah.
You and I were out there representing. Your daughter's tagged along, so we all kind of hung out together. We had some food. We enjoyed looking at the attractions. We got airbrush tattoos.
Yeah, and then as we're sitting there, we're like, oh, look over there. There's Anna. Yeah, there's Anna, but Anna was not close. Well, yeah, and Anna didn't see us. I don't know why she didn't look for us because, you know, we were working and she knew we were going to be there.
I felt like it was personal.
Yeah, so we did not know that Anna was going to be participating in something last night at the Hardin County Fair.
Yeah, well,
it wasn't wrestling.
Just to preface, I did look for you guys. The Hardin County Fair is big.
It is big.
There were a lot of people. We're just giving you a hard time. There were a lot of people there.
But truly, I would have come and said hi, but sorry about that. But last night, I got to this last minute thing. I was looking over the brochure, and I saw karaoke. And I don't know if you guys know, but I like to sing.
You do like to sing.
A couple times.
And you do have a degree in music.
Oh, that's true. Like, I forgot.
I spent 4 years getting this piece of paper that says I know what I'm doing.
But so I participated. My friends kind of were like, you should do it, and hyping me up. And so, you know, I competed, and I came in second. I don't know how. I mean,
that's
awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. I wanted to represent the station well.
Well, and clearly you did. What did you sing?
Sang some Katy Perry.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Just in her honor, since she's, you know, in Kentucky now, apparently.
Yeah, she's a Kentucky girl these days.
That's awesome.
Had to represent my girl.
So is there video?
There is, but it's a little embarrassing, so I don't know if I want
to. Well, maybe we won't post it, but you could just show it to us.
Yes, off air.
Yeah.
You'd be okay with us seeing it? Because, I mean, you had a crowd watching it last night live,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I get lost in the moment when I'm singing, like, some karaoke like that. It puts me in a different, like, headspace, and so I kind of went a little crazy. So I don't know if that's something I necessarily want the public
knowing. What
did
you sing?
Roar.
Okay, Katy Perry's Roar, yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot
And so you
wait.
Can't sing that, like, normal.
Right. Well, I can't sing it at all, so.
100%.
Yeah, I don't think that could even come close to belting those type of notes at all.
But shout out to Kevin Jaggers from our sister station. He was one of the judges, and him.
See,
and
I don't know that necessarily would have been to your advantage.
Oh, no. He judged very hard.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't want anyone to get it mixed up. Like,
he's a professional. Yeah.
It was not biased by any means. Everybody there did really good, so.
Well, that's awesome. So the person that won, what did they sing?
I can't remember what she sang. But she had some crazy, like, she was really going hard. Like, she was on her A game.
Did you hear the young lady that sang the national anthem last night?
At the wrestling?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. I couldn't see who that was.
I couldn't see her from where I was.
Phenomenal.
Either.
Glorious.
Beautiful voice. Oh, my word.
And it was really, really moving.
It was.
Because, you know, you're in a giant open space, and there's a magic show going on, and there's a wrestling event about to start.
People Everything kind of stopped for her, though.
I mean, anybody that was within earshot of the PA system stopped.
Everybody stood up.
Took their hats off. That is one of those moments where it's like, I don't care how you vote. I don't care what you do, your belief system. We were all Americans for a minute last night. And it was really, really moving.
It was very powerful.
Well, thanks for telling us about last night.
Congratulations. Thank you.
It's Out of the Newsroom with Anna McKinley. Normally you hear that segment at 9:30. It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3.